It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill. Here
comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, let's dish. Sources say Deadpool and Wolverine stars Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman could host the Oscars, possibly as part of a rotating ensemble, which would also include Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler, and The Rock. Yes, please. Leah Thompson sat down with Drew Barrymore and revealed the unromantic way her husband of now 36 years proposed back in the day.
I was watching Demi Moore on the TV in the Berkshires with my husband, and she was a friend of mine, and she was pregnant, and Bruce Willis was there, and I was crying. I started crying. She's got everything. And so the next morning, my husband went, we were just like walking in this little town, and he went into a jewelry store, and I was like, huh? And he came back out, and he handed me a little box, and he said, here, stop crying.
So you're saying it's Demi Moore's fault that you got married. Lifetime's holiday lineup includes a movie inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce called Christmas in the Spotlight. It premieres November 23rd and follows the love story between a pop star and a professional football player. How original. Not. On a recent episode of Live, Kelly Ripa discussed gray divorces, mentioning a fascinating article she listened to that explained that this trend affects couples over 50, often due to different factors like empty nest syndrome.
You really have to hear it read to you because there's something about the narrator's voice that I find very funny.
Oh, really?
Yes. They're like, the astonishing rise of the gray divorce. And I was like, oh, I want one. Like, it sounds, you know, it sounds like something amazing. And then you realize, oh, this is very dark subject matter. But the voice of the narrator is so soothing.
Wait, these are spurred by empty nest syndrome? Well, that's why we call ourselves free birds. Henry Winkler says he did The Waterboy as a last minute favor to Adam Sandler. It seems like a lot of people owe Adam Sandler favors. Anne Hathaway delivered a standout performance of Queen Somebody to Love at the Broadway for Harris event. You forgot, she performed that as her character in Ella Enchanted. That's the reason why she knew it so well. Anyway, hey, listen, it's been 4 years since Kevin Costner and his band Modern West have released new music. This one's called Find Your Way, and there's a purpose for it.
Well, it's never gotten over being broken. I've done everything I know to do.
Did you even know Kevin Costner was a singer?
Surrounds me. It's the only mountain I can move.
Yeah, it's called Find Your Way, and all the proceeds will be donated to help with hurricane relief efforts. Ozzy Osbourne and Chris Cornell were both considered as possible singers for Van Halen. The Ozzy thing fell through because of the Osbournes reality show, and Cornell died before he could join. Oh, the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight is coming.
This is Jake El Gallo Paul.
Who is doing more than me? I'm the face of this sport.
Versus Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet.
Nobody could get close to me. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Yeah, it streams live on Netflix Friday, November 15th. Oh, how sad. I canceled my Netflix subscription. And I got a dirt alert. Joker 2 is going to lose up to $200 million at the box office. When are they going to quit putting Lady Gaga in movies?
I know what it's like to perform through pain. If you're like me, one of the millions suffering from pain, talk to a doctor.
Yeah. I didn't go see it because I didn't want to be in pain. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go and B104.3. Oh, no. Baby girl's texting me. I'm going to hear it now. Something in the Daily Dust didn't suit her. Boo.